Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. How about a little bit of speculative, cosmic, philosophical stuff? Kind of what goes along with a few of my last episodes. But in this case, I just want to bring on a great point that I've heard. On previous episodes, I told you that I picked back up again a book called Nothing in This Book is True, But It's Exactly the Way Things Are. This is an author named Bob Frisell. And Bob can be found appearing on other things, even though he originally wrote this book in 1994. Maybe part of it is, although I think some of these appearances are just because he's pretty generous with his time, very down to earth. Anyway, he has appeared because of his 25th anniversary edition. So I have the original. And so I've been reading it. And one thing that I really like about this, if those of you are trying to, you know, understand the nature of reality and kind of spirituality and your energy versus, you know, just straight the material of the world. As I've said in previous episodes, that we are not just flesh and blood. We can't be, because flesh and blood is a corpse. And there's a wide-ranging difference between what I am doing and what I'm able to do right now versus what my body will look like and be able to do if someone puts a slug into it. So, with that, you know, you constantly ruminate and you try to understand these more mystical things and try to understand maybe more of the fundamentals of reality. And I just want to emphasize one thing that Bob says, and I think probably his kind of mentor, Melchizedek, before. And you can find old presentations of Melchizedek, like I said, on another episode. Forget YouTube, but I was able to find on Odyssey an old presentation by Melchizedek, who Bob Frisell, I believe, was a mentor with, and certainly some of his teachings and his subject comes from there. But what Bob regularly and Melchizedek regularly says that's important to me is that how do you jump into belief? Well, you don't jump into belief. I mean, some people can try and maybe it works for them. Maybe they're really, really right-brained. I don't know. But what Bob says is that your left brain needs to be convinced at least somewhat too. So as you're looking towards these spiritual things, this is what they're saying some of the function of understanding sacred geometry is, and other things like that. Your left brain needs to be convinced, that's your logical side, needs to be convinced at least a little, and he might say more than that, I don't know, but point is, you do have to have some left brain convincing too. And so it can't just be that I believe because I believe and there's a higher energy and there's a higher power and I can connect to my higher power. And so they say, and I guess it would depend on the person, that in order for those to be fully aligned and therefore for you to have, full kind of those two things being complementary with each other, those two sides, for them to then work together and go through the corpus, callus, I can't think of the name, but the separating line between the left and the right brain. In order for those to fully work in a whole mind situation, you need to have at least some convincing of that logical side, even as you think, but I'm doing spiritual things. I'm doing very spiritual things. Why don't I want to develop my spiritual side, my intuitive side, a side that connects more with the non-material, the non-Spock, the non-logic? And so isn't that separate? And Bob would say, no, you just can't get there without your left mind getting at least some convincing logically. And the more convinced it is, the more likely that your whole mind starts to integrate together and work together, so that I think he says maybe you're working from the heart. Even working from the heart means that both sides of your mind have decided they're not in internal conflict. The left side doesn't say you're crazy. You must be crazy. You don't want your left mind sounding like Charles Barkley, I guess is my point. You must be crazy. So you've got to, even as you're looking into these, you know, philosophical things and these more, you know, realms of esoteric, you and therefore the spirituality and energy, you need to find the materials that can allow your left mind to accept some of it. And if not, you will have that internal conflict. There may be many ways to get past it, but I just think it's a great point by Bob Frisell that in order for your whole mind to work together as a team on, yes, even some of these higher realms, well, remember, your left mind is going towards what is the alleged logical stuff and what your mind has always thought of logical. I would add, and listen to my Pi episode, that it could be that what we see as logical, the mathematics and science, is just missing so much of what is actually, you know, quite logical and objective if they would have looked at it through the proper lens or through a different lens, through a larger lens. And so I would add that too. It's not just how do I convince myself that this here is real objectively? You don't want to have a redneck voice in your left mind, and you don't want to have a Charles Barkley, you must be crazy, voice in your left mind. You do need to convince it in some way. So don't just, and maybe some people are so right-minded that it doesn't take much convincing, you know, but for those of us like me, there has to be a little bit of logic there. And if maybe part of the reason that your mind does not seem to be really convincing to this idea that you have more, if you will, metaphysical power than you think, you know, you want to believe it, but you're not quite there. Maybe it's because your left mind needs more convincing. Okay, that's it for me. I will get back on the more down on the earth level topic soon enough. I have quite a few brewing, but that's it for me. Thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. Please follow and like my episodes and tell other folks about them. Like I said, I do want to be more synergistic with some other thought leaders in these directions. All right, guys, appreciate it. Have a good weekend.